Our first unit arrived on scene and reported a complete collapse of the Key Bridge.
Baltimore City Fire Chief James Wallace talking about a major bridge in Baltimore, Maryland, the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which carries I-695 over the Patapsco River, partially collapsing overnight after it was hit by a cargo ship. And joining us live from Baltimore is ABC News reporter Derek Dennis. Derek, two people pulled from the water alive, and we originally heard that there may be seven people still in the water, but that number's been updated, hasn't it?
Right. We're looking at now upwards of 20 or more, according to authorities, that they're looking for right now. There's a massive search and rescue effort underway in the waters of the Patapsco River after this bridge collapsed overnight. It was hit by a 155,000-ton container ship, sending the bridge. There were workers on the bridge doing overnight work, and then cars and trucks crossing over it. All of that went into the water below, and so authorities are searching right now for any and all survivors.
Wow, and this is very cold water at this time of the year, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, we're just about to turn the calendar to spring, but not quite yet, and so the water temperature was at or near the freezing mark or close to it, and so there's real questions about the survivability hours after this collapse, whether people can actually be saved from the water. Authorities haven't said that they're giving up yet. They're still searching. They've got dive teams in the water. They've got sonar equipment that has already detected submerged vehicles in the water, and so they are actively searching for survivors.
We're talking with ABC News reporter Derek Dennis live from Baltimore, where the Francis Scott Key Bridge, which carries I-695 over a river there, partially collapsed last night after being hit by a cargo ship. The video is unbelievable. It's hitting the pylon of the bridge. And I know it's really too early to get into the investigation, but there have been reports that the lights went out on that ship before it hit that pylon. Have you heard the same thing, Derek?
I have, and I can confirm through ABC News that the ship lost propulsion, lost power seconds before the crash, and the captain was able to notify the bridge that there might be a crash, and that's exactly what happened. So their loss of power is what caused this crash, according to information from ABC News. And the FBI confirms it. They're saying that they were called in. They're assisting local authorities to see if there was any nexus to terrorism, but they say no. This appears to be just a catastrophic collapse, a sheer accident that caused so much damage here.
By the way, we've just received word that the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas has come out and said that they do not believe that any kind of terrorism is involved with this. This was actually just an accident. But this is having a ripple effect on ships trying to come in from the ocean and actually come into a port to drop off their cargo, because nobody can go through that area, right?
Right. Absolutely. This is a major shipping lane, the Patapsco River, out into the Atlantic for ships coming to and from the port of Baltimore. And so that shipping lane is shut down right now because authorities are in the water. Dive teams are in the water looking for people, as well as the wreckage that's involved here. Also, the bridge itself is totally gone. That bridge was a hazmat thoroughfare for trucks and containers to carry hazmat materials that can't go on I-95 due to tunnel restrictions. So that artery is closed off as well. And there's no indication from authorities when or if workarounds will be available.
Wow. ABC News reporter Derek Dennis joining us this morning from Baltimore, where the Francis Scott Key Bridge carrying I-695 over the river there, the Patapsco River, partially collapsed overnight after being hit by a cargo ship. So just to reiterate, they believe maybe more than 20 people are still in the water awaiting rescue or, unfortunately, a recovery effort.
Yeah, that's right. That's the number. And authorities are saying that number is dynamic. It can change and it's expected to change. Initially they thought that it was about seven people. They've upped it to about 20 people that they're looking for right now.
All right. Thank you very much. Once again, ABC News reporter Derek Dennis joining us live from Baltimore.